With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Forecasters say the outer bands of Beryl now approaching the Texas coast, and the weather should be going downhill very soon.
We're expecting a dangerous storm surge, 4 to 6 feet above ground as possible from Mesquite Bay, Texas to San Luis Pass, including Matagorda Bay. We're also expecting very heavy rainfall, 5 to 10 inches of rain, with localized amounts to 15. This can cause some flash flooding, especially across portions of the Texas Gulf Coast and eastern Texas.
National Hurricane Center Senior Specialist Eric Blake. President Biden attending a black church in the critical swing state of Pennsylvania today, trying to project enough strength for his reelection campaign to quell a growing clamor from within his own party for him to abandon his bid for reelection. Also, at SRNnews.com, California lawmakers weighing a bill that would regulate powerful artificial intelligence various systems. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The bill would require AI companies to test their systems and add safety measures so they can't be potentially manipulated to wipe out the state's electric grid or help build chemical weapons. The bill's author says the proposal would prevent catastrophic harms from extremely powerful AI models that may be created in the future. But Meta and Google say the bill fundamentally misunderstands the industry and would hamper California's growing AI market. The proposal would only apply of the largest systems that are still being developed. Jeremy House reporting.
Marking 9 months since the start of the war in Gaza, Israeli protesters earlier today blocked highways around the country. They called for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. This is SRN News. Supreme Court set to hear a pornography case.
Texas has a law that requires Pornhub and other online porn sites to verify that a person is 18 or older before allowing them to enter the site. Pornhub says that's a violation of free speech, and now the Supreme Court has decided to hear the case. Earlier this year, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Texas law. Critics say pornographers are fighting the statute because it cuts into their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in Pakistan has sentenced a Christian man to death for sharing what it claims was hateful content against Muslims on social media. The defendant's lawyer says he was accused of reposting defaced pages of the Quran on his TikTok account. That follows one of the worst mob attacks on Christians in the eastern Punjab province last year. This is SRN News. A plan is in place now to protect whales.
A Georgia congressman has proposed a years-long delay in changes to federal rules meant to protect vanishing whales. The delay proposed by Republican Representative Buddy Carter concerns new vessel speed rules issued by the National Marine Fisheries Service that are being finalized by the federal government. The proposed rules would expand protective slow zones off the East Coast and require more ships to slow down. The rules are meant to protect the North Atlantic right whale. Its numbers are less than 360. John Scott reporting.
Flowers have always been linked to Ukraine's culture, but since the Russian invasion, their significance has only grown. Blooms and sunflowers have become a symbol of resistance and hope for the country. Ukrainians often take any chance they can to bring flowers from the countryside into the larger cities. More details at SRNnews.com.